New Country Z100 and good morning. Hey, it's Kent with you this morning and so excited to bring in my special guest to you this morning to tell you about some exciting things that's going on in her career and her life. And my goodness, she's 1994 CMA Female Vocalist of the Year, a Grammy Award winner, a member of the Grand Ole Opry. And you're going to see her on the stage Saturday night at the Cesar Homecoming. Pam Tillis is on the phone line with me. Good morning, Pam.
Hey there. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing great. And we are excited to see you in concert. It is concert time, Pam.
Oh, we did it. We got through and things are opening up and it feels unbelievable.
You have all of these hits that are ingrained in our country music brain. But the exciting thing is you have some new music that's out right now. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, albums are hard to make and they're expensive to make, so you don't really want to go in there and do it until you just really can't. You can't stay out of the studio. You know what I mean? You just can't. So I have to get in there. And I had a bunch of songs that were just kind of, they were sitting in the can, and I loved them, and it's like it's time. Yeah, so we went in. It was actually an album that happened over a couple years. I did half of it with one producer and half of it with another. And I wrote a lot of the songs. It's a little bit different sound, a little bit Americana. But there's all kinds of flavors. There's some more old school sounding country, but there's some funky things, some very soulful things. Maybe some sounds that you wouldn't expect from me. But I think it's all recognizable Pam Tillis. I always just tell people, I'm on a musical journey, and if you care to hop on the train, great. Come on.
Come on. Let's do it here with Looking for a Feeling. And yeah. This is available right now everywhere people get their music.
That's right. However they get their music. It's all changed from when I started out. But, you can stream it or you can buy it, or I'll be bringing some CDs. And the exciting thing is, it's the first vinyl I have had since I started out in my career. Because, I've got a 30-plus year career. It's the first vinyl. And vinyl's hot again. So I'll be bringing some of those with me. And, I can't wait for you to hear it.
There's something special about putting a record on a record player. And what I like to do, Pam, is I bring my kids in there and I show them my record player that I have. And they don't even know how in the world is this thing producing
work? Music.
They don't even know how it works. They can't fathom that, but I love it. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, me too.
Look for that here at the Cesar Homecoming. And of course you can go to PamTillis.com, find out all the information. And I hope you don't care, but before the interview, I have been Facebook stalking you.
Oh.
I know. Don't get too nervous or anything, but recently you got a haircut. Did that feel good, your haircut?
Oh, that's so funny. I got a gal, I'm not very technical, so sometimes when I get in a hurry, I'll send my, she's my keyboard player, but she helps me. I'll send her a thing and I'll say, will you post this for me? But I sent it to her and I said, is this just dumb? But nowadays everybody posts everything. And, I during the lockdown, I just, like a lot of people, I didn't go to the hairdressers. I didn't get manicures. I didn't get pedicures. I didn't do much that I couldn't do for myself. And my hair got so long. It got the longest that it's been since I was a teenager. And, so I finally went and got it cut. So that was big news. So I posted it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was funny that people really responded and weighed in and like, oh, we love it. We love it.
Yes.
Don't change. Don't go changing.
It's funny because it's weird kind of for a guy to say that to, a lady. But your hair does look good, but that's one thing you never see, Pam, is two guys sharing pictures of their haircuts with one another.
No, you don't really. I do want to mention, if anybody wants to, get on Facebook or Instagram, whatever, and or however they message you now. And if we got any requests out there, I'd love to. Now's the time. I got a brand new fiddle player, so she's really good, and she'll have just enough time to learn them. And we'll be doing, you know, old and new stuff and just a mix of things. And like I said, it just feels incredible to get out in front of people and with people again, and it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
My request for the night, I'll put it in here right before I let you go, is Shake the Sugar Tree.
Okay. I don't do any shows without doing that.
Okay.
So you're good. You have certain ones that you know you're going to do.
All right. There's so many great hits. And we're so looking forward to just welcoming you to Southern Illinois on Saturday night. Pam Tillis, thank you so much for your time. You have a wonderful day.
It was great to talk to you. See you there.